All right, our combine coverage from Indianapolis continues. We have ESPN's Todd McShay with us. He knows the draft class as well as anyone, and the time of the combine has come where the attention shifts to the actual draft prospects. We talked about free agency and all that stuff for the first couple days. Let's talk about some of these draft prospects. How do you feel about this class overall?
I think it's a good class. I think it's a really interesting and talented and deep quarterback class. I think it's a really strong running back class. I don't think the wide receiver group is very good at the top. I think there's some depth, but it's not as strong as you'd like to see. The tight ends are better than I thought they would be as I've gone through the tape. Okay. Interior offensive line is good. The tackles are not very good. And then on the defensive side, I think the interior is a little bit better than the edge guys, and the corners and safeties are both pretty strong classes.
All right, let's focus on the quarterbacks a little bit. Let's say in a hypothetical scenario, the Vikings solve their quarterback position via a re-signing or free agency. Yep. But they still want to add John DeFilippo. Let's say he wants to add a developmental guy. Yep. In this class. Anyone that you think they should have their eye on?
Well, it kind of just depends on where they're looking to. But I think Luke Falk is interesting from Washington State. He had a really good Senior Bowl week. He does not have the biggest arm, but he has really good timing and anticipation. I think you could say a lot of the same things about Kyle Lauletta from University of Richmond, who's intelligent, fast in terms of his eyes going through the process, and is very accurate throwing the ball as well. So those are two guys. There's some other kind of long shot quarterbacks that I think that you could take a chance on. The Marshall quarterback, Chase, is he's got a big arm, he's good size, but turns the ball over too much and has some mechanical work. But there are a handful of guys I think in the fifth, sixth, seventh round that teams would take a stab at.
Okay. If you look at some of the defenders in this class, maybe sub package players, a safety or a third safety or a nickel corner, someone like that who might be a good fit in Mike Zimmer and George Edwards' defense in Minnesota. Yep. Anyone come to mind for you there?
I think Ronnie Harrison's a name that hasn't been out there with a Derwin James or a Minkah Fitzpatrick, but he's from Alabama, kind of got overlooked. He can cover free safety. I think he can move around a little bit and has some versatility. I think he's a player, you know, in that late first-round range that could be a possibility.
Yeah. And then when you get to this stage of the combine, Todd, for you, how far along in your draft prep are you? I mean, you've watched so much tape of these guys, and the draft is, you know, it's less than 2 months away. How far along are you? How good do you feel about your eval?
Still about 95 guys left to do fully, okay. and then keep going back and trying to figure out, you know, what am I missing on. Why is it that Orlando Brown ran the fifth worst time, 40 time in the history of the combine and had 14 reps when I knew he wasn't a great athlete, but I didn't think we were going to talk historic measures because the other four guys that were worse than him didn't get drafted and never played in the NFL. So there's some things to still go back and figure out, and that's what this whole process is about.
All right, man. Have a good rest of the week, all right?
I appreciate it. Thanks, sir. Take care.